We've talked about different change models in the past, and in this episode, we're focusing on John Cotter's eight-step process for leading change. It comes from his book, Leading Change, and he has also used it in his subsequent book, Our Iceberg is Melting, which is an easy-to-read fable about a group of penguins dealing with change.
Cotter's eight steps provide a framework for groups and organizations to navigate and implement change effectively. As enablers of change, extension practitioners often play a key role in guiding farmers and other stakeholders through these steps. So let's delve into each step and explore its relevance in our field.
Firstly, create a sense of urgency. This step is about communicating the need for change and highlighting the risks of maintaining the status quo. For example, we might emphasize the increasing pressure on farmers to adopt sustainable practices to address climate changes and meet consumer demands for ethically produced food. In the Iceberg book, this is characterized by Fred, the observant penguin, screaming, "Our iceberg is melting!"
Step two is form a powerful coalition. Change is easier when led by a strong and dedicated team. Extension practitioners can act as connectors, bringing together key stakeholders, farmers, researchers, and industry specialists to drive change collaboratively. For instance, we could facilitate partnerships between farmers and research institutions to develop and implement innovative agricultural practices that make better use of technology, such as artificial intelligence.
The third step is to create a vision for change. When leading change, we need to develop a clear, compelling vision that outlines the desired future state. This vision serves as a roadmap, inspiring others to embrace change and work towards a common goal. For example, we might support farmer groups to document their future where sustainable farming practices are the norm, leading to healthier soils and increased biodiversity. For our penguins, this was to become a nomad colony with no fixed home.
Step four is communicate the vision. Effective communication is crucial in change management. As enablers of change, we should ensure the vision is communicated clearly and consistently, using various channels to reach different audiences within the agricultural community. We might use workshops, field days, and digital platforms to engage with farmers and share information about the benefits of the proposed changes.
Step five, remove obstacles. Change often faces resistance due to various obstacles. Extension practitioners can identify and address these barriers, whether they're resource constraints, outdated policies, or cultural norms, to facilitate smooth progress. For example, they could provide training and support to help farmers overcome the challenges of transitioning to new farming methods.
Step six is create short-term wins. Celebrating small victories along the way boosts morale and demonstrates progress. To do this, we can highlight early successes to show the tangible benefits of change and build momentum. For instance, we might showcase farmers who have successfully adopted new practices and seen improvements in their yields or profitability.
Step seven, build on the change. To embed change, it must become part of the organizational culture. We can support continuous improvement by encouraging reflection, learning, and adaptation to ensure lasting change. Extension practitioners could facilitate peer-to-peer learning networks or communities of practice groups where farmers can share experiences and learn from each other.
And finally, step eight is anchor the changes in corporate culture. Finally, to make change stick, it must become the new norm. We need to embed the new practices and behaviors in the fabric of the agricultural community, ensuring long-term sustainability and growth. To achieve this, we might work with agricultural organizations and industry bodies to update standards and certification schemes to reflect the new practices and values. For our penguins, this was forming a new leadership council with Fred appointed as the head of scouts.
So there you have it, Cotter's eight-step model for leading change. We've shared our insights, and now it's your turn to join the conversation. Share your experiences with Cotter's model in the comments below the blog post, and let us know your tips and ideas for successful change management. We value your input, Look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Enablers of Change. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter for updates on new episodes. And if you enjoyed our discussion, then please spread the word and invite your friends to join the conversation.